Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, September 30th, 2013. Israeli soldiers invade West Bank communities, search homes and kidnap five Palestinian civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers invaded on Monday different parts of the occupied West Bank, violently broke into several homes and kidnapped at least five Palestinians, including one child. Several Israeli military jeeps invaded Al-Mughir village northwest of the central West Bank city of Ramallah and kidnapped one child after breaking into his family home. Earlier on Monday at dawn, dozens of soldiers invaded Yatta town south of Hebron, southern West Bank, broke into and violently searched homes and kidnapped two brothers after searching their family home. Soldiers also invaded the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, searched homes and kidnapped two residents. In other news, on Monday at dawn, Israeli soldiers declared Khirbet Makhul area in the West Bank's North Plains a closed military zone. The Bedouin village was destroyed for the third time on September 19th. The head of the Wadi Al-Malih village council in the Jordan Valley, Arif Daragma, stated that the soldiers declared the village a closed military zone after surrounding it. Israel does not recognize dozens of small villages, Bedouin tribes in the Northern Plains area in the West Bank and near occupied East Jerusalem, as well as near Hebron and other areas. Without no services, no recognition from the occupation, those villages have been repeatedly demolished and removed, and the residents are frequently displaced due to Israel's ongoing violations. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, September 30th, 2013, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.